Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. When you think about what we do with our lives, occasionally I think we need somebody to say to us, come on, get after it, get it done. You've got a dream, you've got a desire, but how do you get that done? How do you find it? How do you put it into action? How do you celebrate the victories? Well, I believe these desires that are in our life to make a difference, I really do believe most of us don't want to be ordinary. We want to do something with our life and accomplish something that is deeply meaningful. And the fact is, they are often things that you just desire to live your life in such a unique way. Well, those desires, I believe, are God-breathed into your life. I believe he plants that seed in the pasture of our heart, and then it grows into our soul, and those things become exciting, they become fun, they become challenging, they push us. And you know, as fun as dreams might be, success doesn't happen automatically. To help those things become a reality, to get after it and to get it done, there has to be some standard on the way in which we get there. You know, in many ways, once you figure out how to put a puzzle together, then you can accomplish that. The end game of putting a puzzle together is that you have a picture that looks like it's supposed to be together. When we can take a plan that I believe is God-breathed and God-assigned, and we can have a format in which we can figure out how do I get that activated in my soul and how do I celebrate it when I've accomplished that, I believe it starts with this one simple step: become a person of prayer. That's right. Step one, become a person of prayer. I really do believe the vast majority of us, we don't think of prayer as necessity in our life. We treat prayer along the lines of, okay, I've hit rock bottom, or I've got bad health, or my mom and dad are sick, or my wife or husband are sick, and so now prayer is an issue. I believe if we start into becoming a people of prayer, this is the first step to getting after it and accomplishing our goals. When you're in the midst of doing something big, you know what I have found? Prayer is vital. The time to meditate on the things of the Lord become essential. And I really do believe you've got to get God's vision for your dream. God will show you how to do everything when you don't know how to do that. He'll show you the people that you need to do the things that God is calling you to do, and he'll give you the grace to do that. But be quick to go to God for his help. You've heard this text 1,000 times, but it's worth connecting to this concept. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. God sees the big picture in your life. Trust him with it. Often, God will put things in your heart, but they won't come to pass all at once. And I see people who give up on it because they failed in one aspect, or they've grown weary and something had happened. But part of walking in the path with God is to recognize that he has called us to be resilient people, to trust in him, that every failure, that every time we stumble, all of that is God's plan to use us to a greater degree for our good and for his glory. Be patient and let God lead you in the development and discovery of your dream. Be patient. Step number two, what about the discovery? How do I get after it? Listen to what 1 Peter 4:10 says. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You have a God-given gift that you can use to help other people to achieve great things. Spend the time to find out what that is for you. Ask God to show you what things he's put inside of you and how you can begin to get them out of you. Another part of discovery is to begin looking for others who have done something similar, and what can I learn from them? Find out what they do on a daily basis. I really believe one of the things that we can find in the discovery of getting after it is this one thing. Are we willing to recognize we don't know everything about everything and we need help? It's always worth it to invest in the time to discover and find what you're to get after. And the third step is pretty simple. Take a hardcore reality check. After exploring the other two steps that I've mentioned, it's pretty good to take a reality check. After you spent some time trying to determine what am I supposed to get after? What am I supposed to do? What are my gifts? What are my talents? And does your dream fit into your gifts? If all of that going on, do you believe that you could realistically accomplish that dream? Now, you'll hear a lot of people that will say, well, you know, don't try to do anything that you couldn't do without the help of God. Let me just stop and say, that's the umbrella over this entire conversation. But I do believe that when the scriptures say, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need, the gospel writer Matthew gave us that in chapter 6, verse 33. God has given you a dream to do something exciting with your life. He's gifted you in a unique way to accomplish the things that he's put in your heart. Do not be afraid to dream big and get involved with your dreams. With God's help, you can accomplish big things. Remember, there's two kinds of dreams, the one that you want and the one that God wants for you. When you take those two and blend them together, if you're seeking the face of God, it'll be a hand-in-glove experience. And I want to encourage you, when you get there, run after it. Chase after it. Go with all your heart and go get after it. I hope to see you soon at Sugar Hill Church. Our morning gatherings happen at 9:30 and 11 on Sunday mornings. And of course, we're always streaming live at sugarhill.church. Now listen, one last thing. I write a blog that several thousand people listen to each day, and you can find it on my website, which is achuckallen.com. I'd love to share some resources there and hope you'll visit with me. God bless you. Bye now.